Blog Talk Radio. What up, what up, what up, what up, everybody?
Okay, okay, JP, you got it, you got it.
You got it, you got it, you got it, you got it, Doug. What's going on, Troy?
Shit, I can't call it. Shit, coming and trying to come in, try to fill a little shoes real quick.
Man, appreciate
it. All right, well, go on, do what you got to do, man. I know you, everybody, you got a situation you got to take care of. Shit, I'm trying to start the show off for you and let Cyro come in here and be today's special guest host and stuff. But you going to do your thing, shit. I got it from here, brother.
Well,
good afternoon, everybody. I appreciate it. Good afternoon to everybody. Shit, man, I'm filling in for JP, so I'm a little rusty. So, shit, y'all going to have to bear with me. It's been a hell of a weekend. Lorenzo and them had Rumble at the Jungle, man. So it was a good race, man. Shout out to them guys in Dallas that did their thing, man. They were racing. If anybody else, you know, had some action or whatever, and wanted to press the one button and talk about they love good time they had out there, man. Go ahead and press the one. I'm going to check the boys real quick. I'm trying to fire up the computer as I'm talking, so it probably sounds like I'm busy, but that's what I'm trying to do. But y'all press the one button if y'all want to holler at
me. TJ. TJ.
Yo.
I got a question, man.
What's up? What's up, Nick?
Man, I want to know. I just want to know why Richard Jackson ain't talking about me. That's what I want to know.
Oh, man, congratulate you and the team on catching that win over there in Dallas, too, man.
Thanks, big dog. Thank you. Thank you.
Nick,
I'm going to go back to you now. What up, Cyro?
Cyro, where you at?
Hey, yeah, I am. Man, I'm trying to get this headset right, man, so y'all better hear me clear. Can you hear me, Troy?
Yes, sir. Hold on. Let me go to this mic real quick before you start talking, Cyro. 512-0268, your mic open.
Nah, I just want mine open before y'all get twisted up, Jack.
Yeah, ain't no twisting here, partner. God dog it. What's happening, Laro?
Troy, you feeling too good?
Oh, I am just saying. I'm just saying, Laro. I'm trying to be quick on this button tonight.
That's a good thing.
But, Laro, what's happening, baby?
Oh, go ahead.
What it do, Cyro?
What's happening, man? Y'all had a good time down there this weekend?
Man, it was a lovely time, man. That shit wasn't like it supposed to went.
Right on, man. I so hate it.
Good goddamn action, too.
Man, I saw it, man. I was watching, man. I was sick to my stomach, man. Man, I just got to give a shout-out to Nick, man, because he was asking, Cyrus, you on your way? I knew he was ready. I knew he was ready to cut up.
Yeah, Nick was a little hot. He was a little horny that week. He called out everything he probably could.
We just like
to get
in
the answers. Nick, you ain't get. Did you get in the answers, Nick? Huh?
Man, nobody came in my trailer. Nobody came and said hello or, hey, let me look at that. Slow ass turbo car or nothing.
But you pulled up on quite a few people I heard.
Well, we tried to engage. I didn't anticipate going that far into the shootout, but after second round we were just focused on the shootout and then people started coming up to me, you know, as I'm in the car, you know, asking me, hey, y'all want to do something? Y'all want to do something? I was like, man, trying to shootout race, but yeah, after the shootout, let's do something. But nothing came out of that. So.
Yeah,
I'm kind of disappointed. One second. Let me.
We're barbecuing
at
6:30 in the morning.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get K-Dog in here real quick. K-Dog, your mic open.
I'm just listening.
Speak to the folk, man. Let them know who you is.
I'm in here, man. I'm just in here, man. An old stool pigeon. I'm just in here.
Yeah. That's Mr. Who Won't Come, Who Ain't Got None.
I used to be. Hey, Mr. used to be there.
No, you better still be there.
The gig is up. The gig is up.
No, it ain't. It just got started.
Congratulations, Nick, on that performance this weekend, sir.
Thank you, sir. I got to give a shout out to Thomas, too. Great sportsmanship with Thomas.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he came down there represented. That motherfucker cold on the goddamn lights. I'm talking.
Oh,
here,
Billy?
Oh, my goodness.
Man,
oh, my goodness.
Here, Billy ain't go down there and cut up in Dallas.
Oh, we.
See ya.
Shit.
What?
Shit. Here, Billy, ain't be cut up.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
We have any of them 214 numbers on the board yet?
give me one second, Cyro. Let me go. I got another head coming up. 832-1304, your mic open.
What's going on, Grudge World?
What's going on? Who we got?
Nick, appreciate you getting me paid this weekend, Nick.
Who's this?
Who you think this
That's
is?
That's Shawell, yeah.
Oh, yes, sir, yeah. No problem. We all got paid. Oh, yeah.
Right on.
Yes, sir.
He'll build a Nick to the front, man.
Oh, sir.
Hey, that was stuff you did to Nick.
Before you get into that, so Nick, please explain to me. So you mean to tell me y'all didn't get no action besides before the shootout, or they was trying to give you action while you was in the shootout?
Well,
for the people in the back that didn't hear you.
So, okay. So everybody, track went hot around, 6 o'clock, I think, 6:30, something like that. So people were making test passes, whatnot. And then we had a driver's meeting like around 7:30, I think. And that lasted for about an hour, you know. So then it was 8:30. So I started getting ready, you know, to go up to the lanes to make my test hit. And then they started announcing over the intercom, hey, we're going to make no more test hits for 490. If you're the 490, you can't test hit no more. So we didn't get a chance to make any shakedowns or grudge before the shootout or whatnot. So that was kind of, I mean, it was what it was. It didn't matter, you know. But then we started going rounds in the shootout, and I told Coach, I was like, hey, man, I want a grudge race after the shootout. Why don't you call Joel out with Blackskin and what's his name, Ali?
Ali.
Because they had grudge race in between the shootout, I think. So I wanted to race one or the other. And then me and Joel talked. He said, the car ain't going right. It's going to the right. I said, man, don't worry about it, you know. If your car ain't right, we ain't got a race right now. We'll race at D&D or whatever, you know. And then I don't think I heard from Ali. I don't even know the gentleman. I didn't hear from him. But Coach was announcing it on the speaker, you know, on the intercom. And those are the two cars that we wanted to grudge after the shootout. And as I was in the finals, Kruk comes up to me because he had already got knocked out. Kruk comes up to me and said, hey, you want a grudge race? I'm like, man, I'm in the car. Like, I got the laptop in my lap trying to, you know, do some stuff. We can talk about it after the shootout. Okay. So after the shootout, you know, I make the pass, whatever, go back to my trailer, and I'm sitting there, like, waiting, you know. Lorenzo comes over, hands me the cash. I'm like, hey, y'all want to do something with Blueberry? He said, how much? I said, for this. And I showed him the stack that he just gave me. I said, we'll do it for this, the payout. We'll do it for the payout. like, man, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Let me get back to you. Those were his exact words. I don't know. So I was like, okay, that don't mean yes, don't mean no. So we're sitting there, you know, sitting there for about an hour, and then Mike leans over to me. He's like, man, are we going to grudge race or what? Like, the track's still open. I was like, man, I done called all the people out that, you know, I thought we could race, but I guess not. 30 minutes later, the lights turn off. This was about 3:30 in the morning. So we fired up the pit, and started eating until, like, you know, 6:30 in the morning.
Hey, Nick.
Yeah.
Good deal. It sounded like y'all had a good time, though, you know.
Nick, you
man,
forgot
it was a blast, man. It was fun.
Nick,
it's
you
always
forgot
fun.
About the great Mustang.
I need.
The what? What's that, Dante?
I say you forgot about the red Mustang that you caught out in the gray Mustang.
That little red coupe. Somebody asked me if I wanted to race them, and I was like, man, yeah, we can race. It was all steel, all glass. You know, it looked like street car, just like Kareem's. I mean, everything
right,
was there.
Right.
So,
well, let
like,
me
yeah,
let me see if I could get Lorenzo on here so he could talk about it and thank everybody for coming to the show. Lorenzo, put your hand up. But let me get these mics real quick. 281-4060, your mic open. Who we got? Well, it was open. 4060, who we got?
Hello?
Your mic open.
Yeah, this little man.
What's going on,
man? I got a question, man. Why is everybody scared to run turbo cars?
That's going to be a long conversation. Let me get this other mic before we answer that first. 214-7440.
Hey, what up, fellas? Everybody doing?
All right, who we got?
Joe.
What up, Joe?
Okay.
What up, bro?
Now, can somebody address this Mr. Gentleman 4060 question about why everybody scared to run turbos?
Well, he need to be asking turbos why they don't run turbos.
I knew that was coming. 4060, what do you mean? What's your name, sir? So I can quit calling you 46. Mr. Dredd.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, what'd you say?
I said, this is Little Man.
Oh, okay, Little Man. So why you say that? What make you say that?
Well, I mean, Nick, about it, and everybody, you know, decline. They don't want to run a turbo car. If we don't run turbo, what's so scary about them?
Well, it's a good question.
I just want to go on the mic, on the record, and say that Joel did not decline. I just want to make that, you know, known.
Appreciate
the car was just not right, so.
Mm-hmm. Hold on, little man. I got a hand went up. Maybe they want to answer your question. 214-1299. Your mic open.
Hey,
what
what's
we got?
Up, fellas? This is Ethan. You hear me?
Ethan.
Can you hear him? I hear him.
Yeah, we hear you, Ethan.
Okay. Gotcha. So, man, to a certain extent, certain questions about the turbo nitrous stuff, man. And I done asked, like, pro mile drivers is, I guess you can say track owners and all that. And I mean, it's a proven fact. Like, everybody want to hide behind it. But everybody knows, man, the turbo car honestly make more power than, say, than nitrous car. Like, a street turbo car can damn near make the power of a high power than a nitrous car. So, I mean, when everybody keep hiding about why turbo car – nitrous car won't run no turbo car. And that aspect, sometimes is they ask why another turbo car won't pick up another turbo car. We buddies or this and that. So, I mean, it's like just to kill out it, you know, honestly, a turbo car is more power than a nitrous car. So that's why a nitrous car ain't going to have run no turbo car. I don't know if people just don't want to say that or whatever, but I mean, that's just like a 5-3. I can take a 5. I'm gonna speak on LS because that's what I mess with. But I can take a 5-3 LS, put 500 shot on it. Somebody can take a turbo, same motor, and put 5 or 10 pounds of boost, and that's something that's running around me all day long. I mean, it is what it is, you know.
I mean, they still got to put it down just like we do.
I disagree.
It's more control. It's more control. Because I wish none of y'all probably cared for it, but just like rim racing. They don't really steal, but even in rim racing, it's just we at some point, we just don't give a damn, and we'll just try it. But, you know, they ain't racing for,
Ethan,
of money.
On your part in rim racing, that rim is that equalizer. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Who can hook it up,
you know.
So it's a tad bit different with the nitrous turbo versus where, but to what Ethan was saying, how you can stick a 85-millimeter turbo on a 5.3, make 1,500 horses, you spray a 5.3 with 500, hopefully that motherfucker live 4 passes, that motherfucker going to make 700-800 at best.
Exactly.
You know?
I'm with you.
It don't matter.
But I mean, everybody's scared of them.
The same reason. Listen. Hold on. It's the same reason. Sure. Why a turbo car is scared to run another turbo car that makes 2,800 horses and they only making 15. The same thing as us nitrous got. You know what I'm saying? It's the same.
Some of the turbo cars they don't like to run screw motors. You know, everybody be, no screw motors allowed and all that, you know.
You still got to put it on the ground.
Well,
yeah, you still
got
to put it on the ground,
I'll say,
old days.
Really, I'll say, you know what I'm saying, it really boils down to the camp driver or car owner, how you want to put it, because, I mean, just like Nick said, you know, I ain't never really declined a bit, you know what I'm saying, but like I say, it's not necessarily my call to make, but at the same time, you know, what it came down to is this whole sit like me shit. Nitrous cars don't run turbo cars. Big blocks don't want to run small blocks. Big tire don't want to run small tire.
No,
fiberglass don't want to run all glass, all steel. You know what I'm saying? So all it boils down to is, you know what I'm saying, which is shitty to say, everybody want damn near for, well, majority of people want to win.
Hold on, Joe. Yo, that shit only apply when a motherfucker feel like they outgunned. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So,
but
exactly
let a
right.
motherfucker
and
come
and
with
and
a weak-ass big-time car,
turbo.
And they got
yeah,
all class, all skills,
you goddamn
and they
right.
could have jumped
that's
all
what,
on that motherfucker.
And that's what I was just finna say. You know what I'm saying? A motherfucker say they don't want to run no turbo car until they see that turbo car slow as shit or
right.
having problems.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
exactly.
So that's why I ain't never, you know what I'm saying, and y'all can quote me, y'all can go back and look at all my posts, any of that shit, in my comments, I ain't never try to lock in no race or try to skip no race or shit like me because it's weak as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing you do is making excuses. That's all you do is making excuses.
Yep.
All you got to say is either I decline or they offer me something, whatever. You know what I'm saying? But that whole I don't run turbo cars, knowing good and goddamn well, if a fucking 1986 Grand National get up there, straight six Grand National get up there, you going to get dead across his ass.
You going to get dead.
You know what
oh,
saying?
You going to run turbo cars.
If a Cummins diesel get up there, you going to run that motherfucker. But let a pro charge car or a single turbo street car, because every goddamn turbo is pretty much a street car, just because you can drive that bitch on the street on this doesn't mean it's a street car. But all the motherfuckers
right.
you can drive because they don't get hot. So in a turbo car, the street car, so that's the lamest excuse ever. You know what I'm saying? So you know, it all goes hand in hand. You know what I'm saying? And even nowadays, you can't just jump out a true race car or a true nitrous race car, street car, whatever. Can't we just jump out there on a goddamn rim car? Because these rim cars, with technology, these rim cars is coming around the corner. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's just all in, you know. If you don't have the nuts to say, I can't get there, then now you want to start making excuses to my see like me shit. And that's weak.
But then at the same token of can't get there, you got some turbo car. Now, I'm not saying the gentleman that's asking for a race on the phone tonight, but you got some turbo car knowing damn well
that he wants some south at the same time too.
That's how it be. Exactly.
So I mean, you know, that's and when I was speaking on him, I was saying as far as like, and I ain't saying it like he personally did them, but I'm gonna just use Vega for example. Like, you know, I'm sure, Francisco Vega.
He's the main one.
But hold on. But then what I'm saying, like him and Nick, for example, would be like in the nitrous car, in the girl car, want to do something. But like them two, for example, but they partners. So I'm not. I'm just using them as example. But them two would be a great turbo match. You would never see that. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Other cars of that caliber. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on, Ethan.
I'm just using y'all cars as an example because y'all are the best cars. Francisco and I
have already locked in for later this year. I don't know if you know that.
Well, that's like, that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying y'all personally. I'm just using your caliber of cars for example. Because y'all wanted a minute. It's like I forgot who race it was in Houston. They literally had a whole four-car turbo shootout. You know what I'm saying? But that was bad.
I think it has to do with the mentality of the person, you know, calling the lock-in, or, you know, negotiating or whatnot. If they want to race, they're going to race. If one party don't want to race, then they're not going to race.
Yeah,
but I always race ET.
Yeah.
If I think I could beat somebody – I watch his car just like you guys do. You know, I know y'all watch my car, and y'all like, man, that motherfucker, it ain't running what, you know, Derek Kelly's running, Eric Stubbs. And it's true.
Right.
So, not all these turbo cars are the same. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on, let me find it.
Hold on, let me find that noise.
Hold on, Ethan.
Okay. That's Larry talking.
Oh, yeah, that's my bad. Hold on.
Thank you, Larry.
Just like when everybody started hollering about, you know, like the baddest MF in racing and this and this. I mean, and I agree. If a turbo car come knock on the door and say, "Hey, man, what's up?" Woo. Oh, man, well, I don't race you. I mean, you know what I'm saying? In a sense, it's kind of hypocritical, but then at the same time, it's just knowing your, you know, on where you stand too. Like, I mean, if you can't get there, you can't get there. But then it's hard to say you're the best motherfucker if you can't get there with somebody. You know what I'm saying? Like,
there's a lot that goes into racing. Like I mentioned hillbilly cutting them damn lights. Man, if you don't cut a light, if you can't cut a light, you're already behind. You know what I mean?
Right.
From the light. That's where it starts.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And shit, a fast nitrous car and a slow turbo car. That slow turbo car, you know, trees that nitrous car. Shit, he's winning right there. You know.
Right. So let me ask you this: being a turbo guy, that the scramble button, is the scramble button is equal to a second kit, or will it be way more? Or depend on the setup.
Well, a lot of people don't understand. So let me put it in like maybe a nitrous kit, right? Nitrous kit.
Put it in dumb terms
for a nitrous guy. Well, no, I'm just saying, like, for a nitrous car, right, it's the same thing. So if you got a 5.3 and you spraying a 800 shot on it, right, can you spray another 200 on it?
Probably not.
Maybe.
Okay.
Opinion, but maybe.
Same thing.
Can I break in right quick? I just got a question. I'm going to get out your way. What? Where are y'all getting these 5.3s from that can take 500 shots? I need one of those.
Yeah, you ain't lying.
One or two of those. I'm going back on mute.
I mean, you can put an 800 shot of any 5.3, but shit, they going to live past it.
Well, I know that, Joe. I don't
think they're going to live one.
They're living. So I need to
put out
that nitrous y'all talking about on a goddamn 5.3. A whole lot of people need them motherfuckers.
Yeah. It's the same thing, Ethan. You know, if a turbo car can only take 35 pounds of boost, say, you can't put 40 on it. So there is no scramble.
Yes.
Now, if you're running on 20 pounds of boost and somebody's ahead of you, you can put another 10 pounds on it. But you ain't going to go over, you know, 35 pounds. I mean, the turbo cars lift head gaskets just like nitrous cars. I mean,
Okay, Nick. I got a question that's similar to that. What he just asked you, but it's a little different. Okay, so I've heard, you know, kind of like an old school, old style of racing where, you know, people who had seven kids had it on the butt, you know, like, so now everybody got their shit on micro switch. First, second,
right.
Third kid, it just comes on
yeah.
automatically. You know, compared to say 10, 15 years ago, everybody had their second kid on the button, and that's just like that. Is the second kid? Well, take it back. Having a second kid on the button. People mm-hmm. say, you know, nowadays you don't gain no more ET having that second kid on the button opposed to having a scrambler kid. Is that true or is that false?
Why? I mean, if both buttons add power. Why wouldn't it lower your ET?
I'm just asking. I mean, I don't know. I ain't never been there and done it.
Yeah.
But we all know a scrambler button adds power.
I think 10 pounds of boost is a little bit more drastic than goddamn me 200. Out of gas, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Makes more power. The boost make more power than it.
Well, rule of
right.
thumb.
What's y'all equation?
Yeah.
1 pound,
50
horse.
Yeah.
Horse.
No,
yeah.
No. Well, it just depends, Troy, on the combination. It can ring. You know, 1 pound can be anywhere from 25 horsepower all the way up to 40 horsepower. That's it. 1 pound.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And maybe more. I mean, it just depends on the combination.
So,
just like
10 pounds
so,
is another 400 shot.
God,
that's what it felt like.
It, 10 pounds
anywhere between 250 and 400.
Just say, roughly.
Compared to that second kick, it'll only be maybe 300.
Yeah. But if you're at 20 pounds or 25 pounds already, you know, and you put 10 pounds on that bitch, you might lift a head. So.
True.
It just depends on the motor, man. Just like nitrous cars, it's the same thing. A motor's a motor. It can only take so much.
Yeah.
Well, to bounce back to the original question, the reason why people are scared of turbo cars, I will also say, like Nick was saying, you know what I'm saying, the race starts at the tree. So I feel like with a nitrous car, I'm not making no excuses, but with a nitrous car, they already know, well, I can't out-muscle him on the other end. So now I gotta be on top of the tree because if he tree me, I'm fucked. Opposed to two nitrous cars going down,
but,
you know,
I ain't necessarily.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying.
Joe, that could happen with two nitrous cars. You know, say for instance,
I understand what you're saying, Troy, but you a little bit more comfortable as a driver in the seat knowing that both y'all nitrous. And you know we both small blocks or big blocks or whatever.
I'm just saying. Like if I feel like I'm like Nick, like I race ET. If I feel like we're comfortable on ET, then I'm good. Cause I ain't gonna lie to you, Joe. When I know a motherfucker really run, that make me more dependent. It don't care if it's nitrous, pro charger, whatever. That shit make me like, oh shit, I gotta get up on top of the steering wheel. You know, but if I'm in a race that I've been watching, I've been looking at the motherfucker, I feel like I could run with him. You know, it's going to be a battle, you know, who lead first or who make a good pass. I'm all
right.
You know, no matter if it's a turbo or not. Now, only thing that does get me, Joe, I ain't going to lie, is I watch Nick, turbo cars, other turbo guys. Y'all not going in first for shit. Y'all think we're going to burn y'all down. Y'all motherfuckers won't stage that bitch for shit. But hey, y'all do what y'all do, you know.
Yeah. No, I've been burned down. I've been burned down multiple times. That's why I don't do it no more. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
okay.
Just
so
because
now,
I'm sitting
now,
on
now,
the line, if I sit on the line for 6 seconds, 7 seconds, 10 seconds, whatever, that don't mean my boost is going higher and higher, and I'm gonna knock the
mm-hmm.
tires off. Stay the same. Like there's cylinder noise. Get all that. Shit, you know. But the converter is hot.
Let me ask y'all this. So, bringing that up with the courtesy stage, so we grudge racing. I got a nitrous car. You got a turbo car. I mean, we grudge racing. Do I got a courtesy stage?
You ain't got to do shit.
You ain't got to do nothing. But I'll tell you one thing. I'm going to sit there for 30 minutes until you go in.
You run out of gas.
We ain't gonna run that bitch out of gas. Run that bitch out of gas. I just sit there waiting for it
like
to run out of gas. Then bump in. That's three buzz.
Hey, hold on, y'all. I got some mics open real quick. They must want to join in on that gas subject, there, Joe. Hold on. 281-9942. Your mic open. Who we got?
It's Glenn, man. I'm just here.
Hey,
just
Mr. Turbo.
Oh,
Glenn.
God. I got to go. I'll see y'all later.
All right, then. Hey, man, I'm like Nick, man. You know, if you don't want to go in first, man, I got that ice box with 20 pounds of ice. I can sit there, man, all damn day. All day.
Fuck you, Turbo guys. Not me, man. Y'all
hey,
make us
so,
go in
hey,
first. Hey, look,
no,
hey, look,
on.
Nick,
hey,
we
on,
be over there
on,
at 240 and shit like, damn, I wish this motherfucker go to state.
Hey, so one more. I got another curious question that I heard. That before, so I ain't never done it because I ain't got a Turbo car. So for Nick and Glenn and whoever else on here, the Turbo guys, okay, y'all don't go in because, of course, it takes y'all, you know, 3, 4, 5 seconds to build boost or whatever, and y'all don't get burned out. But can't a Turbo car have nitrous on it so you ain't got to sit there and build to bump in? You can go ahead and roll in, and then whenever you're ready, you can go ahead and start building and hit the nitrous so to go ahead and spike it on up there where it's supposed to be, or no? Is that not
true?
Yeah.
I heard of it. I don't know nobody with it.
Okay.
But I heard that they use nitrous to spool up them real big turbos, them big housings.
Yeah, the big, yeah. We ain't got
so,
no problem.
So with that being said, if that's a possibility, why come more turbo guys don't go that route? Because our nitrous cars don't just get on a two step instantly. Some of them take half a second to a second to actually, get on a two step, which would be the same thing as a turbo car with nitrous rolling in, building boosting and spiking it to get up there.
It's not that fast, Joe, to answer your question. Like for a nitrous car, you said, half a second, maybe a second to get up on a trans brake or whatnot. I mean, a turbo car, even with nitrous, it's not gonna spool up that fast.
But would okay. it depend on the shot that you shoot to that motherfucker or no?
It's gonna be depend on the shot, the size of the shot, and the size of the housing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you got smaller housing on there, then it'll spool quicker. But I don't know nobody personally that does that.
I mean, do it,
Leroy, you in here?
Dewey used to do that on that 240, but that's because he had a fucking big ass turbo with a 6-cylinder. You know, it wouldn't spool it up, so he had to use nitrous just to spool it up normally. You know,
yeah.
And that shit took what, 4 seconds, 3 seconds. But if you got your shit right, then you really.
Hold on before you go anywhere. I got two more mics open. Leroy, your mic open. Hold on 1 second. 832-6971, your mic open with a lot of noise in the back. 6971.
How you doing, Nick? Hey, Nick.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Troy.
Mr. Hello? Richard.
Yes, sir. I just got a question. We on the Grudge Show, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, is that Glenn with the orange Camaro that's on the phone?
Yes, sir.
That's me.
And ain't Nick on the phone with the white Camaro, with the white Corvette? And ain't they both turbo cars? Can we get a lock
oh,
in?
Oh, shit.
Can we get a lock
yeah.
in?
Man, we lined up. We got side-by-side in Evadale, man.
Yeah.
It ain't no thing. We got side right by side. Yeah, we had something going on in Evadale.
Was it a grid race or was that a class race?
No, this was grid. We'll race for a punch in the arm, man. We don't care. But this was before the 490, and we back there talking this shit to each other. And we lock them up right here on the test pass.
Okay, well, baddest man touched my hand. Where Nick at? I'm intervening. Nick,
I'm not here.
Will you run Glenn
yeah,
head up for a little time? Okay, well, bad
yeah.
man touched my hand. Glenn, will you
and
run
you
Nick?
Hey, man, ain't no thing.
Okay,
me
well,
and Nick
getting...
will run. Ain't no thing. Matter of fact, me and Kareem been talking shit for a little while anyway, so that's going to happen.
Yeah, that's why,
y'all
that's
just
why I'm trying to wire that up. Let me hear y'all lock it in right now. Let me hear y'all lock it in.
We ain't got to lock it in right now. We going to make it happen when we make it happen. We line to just do it one day we at the track together.
Hey, K-Dog. That's how I know it ain't
going to
happen.
I kind of wanted Richard to finish that off, man. Richard started, we stole Richard's thunder, man. Richard was getting that. That's Richard thunder right there. I apologize.
I was just trying to get a lock in on the show. You know, two turbo cars.
That way we can
justify the two turbo cars. We'll race each other. You know,
yeah,
you can't just say, yeah, man. You know, we're gonna lock in. No, you got to lock in. You know, we want a proven race.
All right. Okay, hold on, Richard. What do you want to see? You want me to pay for you 500? Go ahead, Glenn. PayPal Richard 500 so he can hold the money. Fuck it.
Uh-oh.
Fuck it.
When
we gonna
God
do it,
Nick.
Man?
Goddamn Nick.
Fuck
said
it.
No.
Okay.
Yeah,
we can do
come
it.
Come on, man. We're
gonna
race, man. Y'all understand?
What did you say, Richard?
Hell, we can do Sunday at the track. If Dina open up.
Hell, man. Come on.
Say, man. Y'all know why Dina didn't open last Sunday?
It was 4th of July.
No, man, that's where I got that fucking COVID at, man. Because they didn't open up last Sunday because he said the staff had to come. That's why my ass was sick, because I got it out there that track that Sunday before.
Yeah. When can we make this race happen? When can we make this race happen?
You going to go to...
Sound like we come out quarantine, Richard. Sound like we quarantine right now. So.
I'm still in quarantine. I'm feeling okay, man, but I'm still positive right now. But I feel good. I drank beer yesterday.
Okay. How you gonna make me draw on a sick man, Richard? God, you sorry.
Yeah,
man.
Sorry,
yeah,
man. You be all right.
No
call. Everybody had corona by now.
And you ain't even talking about me. That hurt my goddamn feelings. You ain't talking about me. You know what I mean? Why don't we talk about that shit?
I'm too poor to have a car. Why I'm trying to start shit?
Well, goddamn. I know you got a rich wife.
Yeah, no, we broke. He broke, man. Shit.
No.
Richard, I got one for sale.
No, sir. I'm good, man. I'm not looking.
You sure?
Hell yeah. It's like once you catch crabs, you don't go back and catch crabs again, do you? No, stay away from that shit.
Well, they catch corona twice, Richard, so you kind of...
Man, you can't stop that.
Oh, okay.
Man, I just want to hear a lock in. Two turbo cars going down the track side by side.
Well, Nick ain't the only one. We gotta wait till Glenn get better.
It's gonna happen.
Nick ain't
for
the only
one.
We gotta wait till Glenn get better.
For a little bit of money, it shouldn't even be no whole lot.
No, we ain't got
to worry about no quarantine. You know, every president, the quarantine's a couple of days shorter. So, hey, you only got a quarantine for 5 days now.
That's it.
Yeah, and you caught it two Sundays ago. So this Sunday you'll be good. I'll bring the test. That way you can pass the test.
I ought to be good.
I'll give you the government issue test, man. I got a government issue test.
I got a cabinet full of them, man. Just
put a mask on.
Just be there. Just be there.
They think corona lasts longer when you're scared to race.
Ooh. Oh, shit.
Ooh. Goddamn. Ain't nobody scared here.
I'm just trying to figure out if you got corona, you the only motherfucker in the car and shit. Why does it matter who on the other line?
You got
to deal
with the folks in the field, man. I got folks that they got to ride with me. I got folks back there.
You can't wear that
car.
Wear that mask under
that
helmet.
you gotta get in the motherfucking car first. So shit, once you get out the motherfucking, shit gonna fly all over the place. Hell no.
Well, just keep your helmet and your mask on. We be all right.
That motherfucker.
Yeah,
shit,
now you trying to watch the motherfucker fall out.
Get up out of there.
Get up out of there.
Hey, hold on. Let me get this mic real quick, y'all. 469-0591. Your mic open. Who I got?
We all here with the king, baby. King and D&D, baby.
What it say, D&D?
What's that?
You got a race coming
up.
What's
up with it? What's up with it? Who rubbing in this bitch? We rubbing in this bitch.
All right, K-Dog, you ready to lock in? Come on.
5-20.
Okay.
Decline. Right.
Okay,
Decline. Decline. Ms. Grandma's in the bushes to the second half.
It's my time for a anniversary.
Come on, dude. Good shit. What we left
anymore.
K-Dog and Troy, I heard y'all had a flood down there this weekend. I hope everything came out all right.
Yeah, it's all right. It's all right now.
Yeah,
it was all right.
It wasn't a couple of days ago, goddamn.
It's all right. I'm glad somebody cared about it, you know. Nah, come on, we gonna do something, man. Give me a second half, man. I'm put up right now. We put up, man.
Until further notice.
No, yeah, until further notice. Yeah. Give us to the second. When the second half start? It's too hot.
Shit,
right
we
now.
In it?
In a second. No, we not.
It's July. It's July. What you
man,
mean?
This should be the off season.
No. This should
be the off season.
Second. This off season, man.
What you looking for, like a third quarter of the year or something? Fourth quarter?
Something like that. God damn.
Let me hear what you're talking about.
Because we might could, you want a one-on-one scrapper with scrapper?
Wow.
Corn?
Oh.
Corn?
Are you still sick?
No, I'm better now. Grody?
You said the one-on-one with Scrapper and Scrappy.
I'm talking to Corn. Can I talk to Corn?
Yeah, I didn't hear what you said. I was just trying to ask what you said.
Yeah, Fiance, I repeat it, Fiance.
D&D, where y'all at? Forgetting.
Okay, well, that's all we. Yeah, we probably take the one and one with dude driving. The same one that drove in Houston. They ain't got nothing to do with you, Joe. Joe, they ain't got nothing to do with you.
Hey, I'm over here watching Martin, man. Chill out.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Hold on, Jay. Hey, they calling back. Hold on, Joe. They calling back. Y'all mic back over. 469-0591.
God damn.
All right, let me try to get them boys back on real quick.
Okay, hold on, B. Let me open this other mic. 870-985-87, the mic open. Who we got?
Yeah, damn right. I'm back. Tell B I'm back. I'm back, goddamn it.
He back, B. Don't worry about calling.
He back.
Goddamn it,
B. He back.
He back.
Oh,
God.
And I'm back on the Duke boys.
Hey,
what is the goddamn Duke boys?
Goddamn Odell Beckham back.
Joe?
I'm in love with him.
I'm in love with you. Hey, you're talking about that motherfucker that killed your people 2 years
ago, man. Yeah,
What
that man sell all that shit, man? What that man sell all that shit?
Goddamn,
Vegas,
goddamn
Vegas.
Oh,
I don't know what he's driving. I know he sold all that shit.
Man, that was
my buddy car. They trying to sell that hoe.
Hey, that was 2 years ago. But goddamn, I ain't been guy. It's been a little over a year, but I'm ready to lock a motherfucker in, though. Yeah, all that old motherfucker shit there. Talking about the drugs, slow, and all this motherfucker shit. But I got a motherfucking street car, man. I'm going to catch every motherfucking street car for the rest of my life and beat the shit out of, man. Yeah, so don't be goddamn me trying to put me on motherfucker. I'm going to catch a motherfucker beat the shit out of.
I just want to raise K-Dog.
Hold on, Booker. I'm going to have some for you. Okay. You say you got a street car?
Oh, yeah, I do, T-Mac. Yeah, I sure do.
Hold on. Let me call Justin Fine. Justin Fine.
Man, he talking about the drugs. What the hell wrong with you, T-Mac?
He talking about the drugs. Oh, Chris Denson looking for him. Chris Denson looking for
him. What's wrong with you, man?
Hey, Chris Denson looking for you, Bushman. Matter of fact, I told him you
were
right.
What he got, man? Right, who was that? Who was him? It don't matter.
He's
what he got?
Memphis.
How he sit, T-Mac?
That
sit?
Red Mustang on 28.
Go to that.
The one that ran. The one that ran,
he don't know.
I don't know. I ain't been the track. I hate watch. I ain't been in the track.
Hey, Bush,
ain't doing
that. Leave that alone, man. Hey, leave that alone. We can't get that with that motherfucker.
Hold on, Drake. It really don't even matter, Drake. Because when I get through with it, man, I'll be all right. I don't be doing no sweat shit, man. I know how to fuck
with
my head,
man.
Don't need no help.
Don't
need
no
help. They got one of the motherfuckers that got away from them a couple of times and landed to kill anyway, but I don't, you know, I ain't up and beat three times in a row. I done got these guys, Bob. I ain't called no names, so it'll be all right, man. It'll be all right.
All right, okay, lock in.
Okay,
guys.
Yes,
sir.
I'm here.
Moving on.
Hey, what's going on, Quan?
Okay, go ahead. Go.
Hey, what's going on? How you doing?
I'm fine. Fine yourself. What you trying to raise me with, Quan? Scrapper.
Well.
He said,
we
well.
Huh?
We might take the back tire from his ground with Scrapper.
But we'll take the one and one. We scrap it from Scrapper.
That's how
we both sound. That's how we sounding tonight.
Okay, we both got it in our hands.
What are you looking for? A head up race?
Yeah, I'm fucking with my partner. I want a race. He know I want a race. You know I want a race.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we going to get it on. You trust me, we're going to get it on. I don't like the way that first one turned out. Still licking my wound.
Hold on, guys.
You know we coming now. We coming now. I can't give you a specific date. We coming though.
What now?
Now,
I was trying to put you on some good shit, but you know that little blue motherfucker more likely gonna be there. And if we can come to an agreement, we rumbling in this bitch. Yeah, now, I know what a motherfucker looking for. I give them up what they want. Fuck how it turn out. Yeah, we ain't got to try to tear the roof off. We just, you know.
Shit. Uh-oh. Shit. Hey, don't worry about no dollar figure, T-Mac. Y'all been gone living out to look at y'all, man.
Hey, right. I ain't pressing this. I'm just letting you know that the blue motherfucker gonna be our kid. Exactly. Yeah, we get a motherfucker ass up. Fuck out of here. Motherfucker, good race. Good race. Good race. Good race.
Yeah, I love that.
Good
race. Hey, Troy.
Troy. Yes, sir.
Motherfucker be a bird till they whole core get pulled.
Hey. We're gonna lock in that motherfucker on this phone, man. And that's
right
now.
Dre, shut up.
You still want to talk about that?
Hey, Nick, man,
that,
still
that,
heat
that motherfucker
over
ain't moved out the garage since that blue motherfucker been out.
What's going on now?
T-Mac, don't go too far. My homeboy said we might have to see what he's talking about.
We might have
to
see that. I kind of like that, T-Mac. I kind of like that one. They both been on vacation. They both been in college, both of them. I kind of like
Quan,
that.
Quan, I've been in college. Are we good? You like, how you feel about it, Quan?
You talking about Troy Camaro?
What car you talking about, Troy?
Yeah, the
Camaro. Yeah, my Camaro. My blue Camaro.
I got to step in. Quan got to take over now.
Yeah, I don't even know, man.
You don't know about that shit, Quan?
Uh-oh.
I'm sorry, Troy. Quan, put me in my turn and put me back in the doghouse, Quan. I'll be quiet.
Hey, Quan, what about that little orange S10, man? Ain't nobody trying to step him in Dallas, huh? What? You ain't found him no action?
Him in blue would be nice, Quan. That Eric.
What about Bad Umbre? Who is talking about Bad Umbre?
Yeah,
Bad Umbre.
No, we said no.
We talking about for you for your S10.
What about that Trump?
What if
they
out? No, we said the blue is somebody to find.
Man, Lil Blue ain't ready yet, man. We ain't gonna do no locking in with Lil Blue yet.
That's what we was gonna try. We knew y'all been out. We'll try something because Camaro ain't been out either. We'll gamble right there.
Say, Quan, let us get over that nasty on that scrapper like I put out there the other day. Let us get nasty scrapper over ready.
Let me ask you this. That was you saying you were gamble?
No, I said we might gamble with Lil Blue. I said that. Not sure.
What season we talking about? So we be prepared.
Wait, how long are you talking? You tell me how long you talking. We got to get prepared too.
Yeah, we got to get. Y'all got to say the words. So Lil
Blue
can
have all pressure. Goddamn, if the good Lord say the same.
Old Slingshot ain't never lost it, so. We just got to put the corner back, bro. It ain't never lost. We got to get up there. You talking mad at me, bro? We got to get a test in. See if it like the new fuel they got out there, the new glue and fuel and shit.
Well, I tell y'all what, we can make that happen. Let us crank up first.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Let us knock the cobwebs off. Okay, we cool with that.
Yeah, let's knock the dust off that motherfucker. For real.
For real.
That motherfucker got 4 inches of
damn,
dust on
that
motherfucker.
Damn, I'm going to knock the dust off the man to come back to jump out of Lil Blue.
Goddamn life. We raised the motherfucker. We walked that bitch. We running in this bitch. Fuck that, Quan. Fuck that. I ain't down playing that shit. You want to knock your ass off. Fuck that shit.
Well, I like his attitude.
I ain't going to lie to you, man.
I like his attitude. I like that. I like his attitude.
You got to be the goddamn gun being right now. I ain't gonna lie, boy.
Hey, who's Lil Blue?
Who said that?
Shit, Lil Blue. Said everybody know who Lil Blue is.
For real.
I don't know who Lil Blue is.
Bad mother. What the, how they say it? Bad mother. Bad son of a bitch. That's Lil Blue.
Well, what car is it?
he must
ain't been good, bro. He don't know nothing about that motherfucker.
It's a blue and purple Mustang. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. You want some smoke?
And there.
We rumbling in this bitch. We rumbling in this bitch.
Yeah, make me because we outside, goddamn.
We
rumbling in this bitch. We rumbling in this bitch. I think they fell off. They hung up. You made them hang up, man.
Oh, shit, me. They phone dropped. Dre ain't nobody going to make Dre hang up.
Hey, Corn, I like the way you handled that last night, too, sir.
You think
Corn,
you can work it out?
I like the way you handled that last night. I meant to hit you and tell you, but I'm going to tell you, I like the way you handled it. That whole situation.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Good. Appreciate it.
Yeah. I like the way you handled it. That's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah. Hey, man, where that battery port is?
Man,
where is Cyrus?
Cyrus is supposed to be the host.
Hey,
okay,
hold
on,
Cyrus.
Hey, John.
Hold on. 214-1299, your mic over. Who we got?
Nah, I'm back. This E. I was finna say, I think the system dropped a whole lot of people. My phone.
Yeah, it dropped like five people all of a sudden.
I'm back on.
All right, go ahead. Back on your ass. We are, Cyro. Go ahead.
What's happening, baby? What's up? Hey man, we want to hear anybody that got a bad report themselves, and then we go give an official bad report. I heard.
Oh man,
nice
that soft ass weak ass bad report, Cyro. Come on, man.
Man, I want
to. It ain't the people. I want
Cyro
bad report.
Man, I'm gonna give it an official. Y'all just hold on. And where that guy at that talking about? He gonna hold me and K-Dawg hand all weekend. And he go do this and do that, and them Houston boys went down there and cut their ass alive. Stood over them, talked bad
there.
To them.
You wasn't there.
Watch out.
You wasn't there.
Huh? I was there.
You wasn't there.
I was there. <serious. laughs>
Leroy, I know you pay attention to shit. We got to give a big head ass Slim the most improved award of the week. And
hey, man, that little motherfucker drove his ass off all weekend.
Yeah, the little fucker did.
Now don't take this the wrong way, Paul. I think it was the top of the bird. That man was a bird all weekend.
Hey, who that?
Hey,
man, come
now,
on.
You
better, Nick. Who you talking about?
There you go.
Yeah.
Now, you got no pitch about report. Y'all keep going.
Who you talking about, B-Tang?
Slim? Slim.
Oh,
man,
Black Jack.
That man did all weekend, man.
Man, who you think lawyered that motherfucker, man? Goddamn.
Well, you get clubbed in, goddamn Corn. You get clubbed in since you talked about
that. Man, Black Jack is a motherfucking bow, man. Black Jack is bow, goddamn.
Yeah.
Black Jack.
Sorry, got the official battle for it now.
We're going to do the win.
I
like the way that sound though. One thing about me, like I was telling Willie Dog, man, it's always good to uplift other races, especially when they deserve it. That's how you get bring people up in the game, bring people more people up in the game. Don't just talk about the ones that everybody know every other I train in a week out.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely.
That's
true.
Absolutely.
Big thing.
Man, that motherfucker got oil pressure, and he went right to the ring and got the fighting, goddamn.
Let's see.
He went right to the ring and got the fighting. 2 weekends
in
a row.
What he did. He said, hey,
When he killed that first motherfucker, Big Slim, he brought that bitch up back around through the short suit and put it on there in the window so they never move that bitch who he killed another motherfucker. He didn't even take it to the country, you hear me?
Hey, man. Mm-hmm. Hey, man. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So you going to get the bad report or you going to wait till you fall asleep?
Yeah. No, man.
Sorrow going
like
to wait
to
fall asleep. He's just going to fall. He's going to
fall
asleep. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm going to get an official bad report. Here's the official bad report. Okay.
Go ahead, Sorrow.
Shout out the bear. Shout out to Corn. We going to give Corn the bear. We going to give Milton. Slam. We going to give him the cub. The bullet goes to Little Nick. The dot goes to Lorenzo. The Lamont sample goes to Tom Joyner. And the race
Damn.
Of the week, I'm going to let the drivers, the race of the week, I ain't come up with that one, but the driver of the week, I'm going to give it to Slim. He showed out this weekend. So he goes with both of them. He gets the Cub and the driver of the week. Fish and Bear Report.
Hey, okay, so your bully for the week. Your bully for the week is Mr. Nick, right? So this Mr. Nick time to
yes.
shine right here.
Yeah.
Where he
Mr.
at?
Nick.
Where he at?
He been on the show at the first half.
I'm right here. Nick, they looking for
yes.
you, baby. Y'all need locked in, you know what I'm saying?
I didn't do nothing.
They ain't gotta be looking for me. Get your ass back in here. Don't go nowhere. Don't slide back in them bushes.
I'm right here.
Hey, we got a little white car with a little hair dryer on the front. Looking for a little action. Can you accommodate that man?
What little white car that is?
Shit, he was the bully.
Come on.
Car that vet?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he got action. I talked to him at the track, told him he had action.
Yeah, we talk.
So what is the action here? The fans want to know. We wasn't
there.
We didn't hear the conversation. We didn't hear the conversation. Would y'all enlighten
us? That conversation was on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all want to have another one now?
Yeah.
I need
to hang up and call in again. We can start over. Y'all want to start over?
Let me
mute your mic, Nick, and unmute it real quick. You ain't got to hang up. Hold on. Hold on, goddammit. Hold on. Let me fix Nick up real quick. Let me fix Nick up. Hold on. Let me get Nick. Right?
Hold on. And the millions around watching.
Hey, we got Nick here. Nick, your mic open.
I'm right here. All right, we starting over now.
Yeah. Hold on before you start over, though, goddamn. Yeah, gotta let them.
Okay.
Don't go so hard on them.
All right. So which one do you want to chop, Nick? That's the question. We want to know what y'all conversation was.
I wanted. Well, as y'all saw on Saturday, I wanted to run Blackskin. I want to start with Blackskin and Ali. So we're in negotiations
Joel,
on that right now.
Joel, your mic is hot.
So. I'm waiting on that.
Joel, your mic is hot.
Hold on, Joel, for you to talk that. I got two hands went up when you started talking, Nick. Let me see.
832-9924, your mic open.
All right, thanks.
All right, and I'm going to the next caller, 713-1914, your mic open. 1914.
Man, this motherfucker keep hanging up.
Well, you back? Okay, I'm gonna mute 1914. Your mic back open. I just muted you.
Hello?
You open 1914.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just listening, man. It's Boutte.
All right, Boutte, I'll put you back on mute.
All right.
All right, Joel, go on and address what you need to address after getting dressed up.
Decline or accept it, brother. Decline or accept
it. I wasn't
accept it or decline.
It ain't no. Yeah. It's a decline right now because, like I say, I want to run the vet for Saturday night, but if y'all saw the car. Went left, one pass, went right, one pass. So, I mean, the driver say he's pulling, so can't do shit until he figure it out. Simple as that. Once he figure it out, me and Nick already talked. Once he figure it out, then, you know, we'll do something then. I'm not in the car, I'm not in the car, so I don't know what the fuck he's doing. So.
All right. Well, let me open one of Dallas' number again.
Hey, Nick, you said you try to get it. Ali, what happened? What did they say about that?
Is my mic working? Did you just hear?
Man,
I said I need to open another mic.
I didn't
mic?
Hear anything from them.
Both of you motherfuckers, I'm put y'all on mute. I said I need to open another mic. Can y'all hold on, please? Both of y'all.
Oh yeah.
Thanks.
I'm sorry.
214-5880. Your mic open.
Oh,
you a tough
ass. Hey, what's going on? I'm in the queue listening. You understand me?
Understand me? Okay. All right, now, Mr. Smooth, we got you in the queue. Go ahead, Nick and Joe. Y'all go ahead.
Yeah,
what happened
smooth.
With Ali? And what happened with the vet in
Yeah,
Ali.
Nick, you said you tried to holler Ali. Then what happened with that? I'm not saying it was your fault. I'm just saying I didn't hear what happened earlier. I was a little late.
Man, I just didn't hear anything from them, so.
Oh, okay.
They're gonna let you know. You're gonna have to let that
go.
They shake is a motherfucker.
He is.
I don't know if they can stop the race, but he is the wall. He got problems.
Man, he hit the wall Friday and ran up third. That shit don't matter.
He said he hit the wall, his car down. So I don't know. I'm just saying, the man hit the wall.
His car hit the wall Friday. His car hit the wall Friday night, and he ran up Saturday night for the money. So don't believe everything here. That's some bullshit. Ain't wrong with that goddamn car.
No. Listen, boy, I said that. Ain't nobody. He didn't say it or nobody. I said. I didn't know. I said correctly. I just know he hit the wall. He didn't know Friday or that. So I said he didn't say that though.
Let me break in here. Nick, I got a question, Nick.
I'm here.
So you draw on a fella, right? You draw on a fella, and they decline or postpone it, but then they get in the call on you while you draw on other people?
Oh,
I don't understand.
Oh, hold on, K-Dog. Say it again. My truck was hooking
up.
Go ahead.
So you draw on the fella, right? You pull your chick shoot out on him, right?
Okay.
That's right. And so he declined or postponed the race. Didn't he get in the car with you or get on the horse with you and start looking for other people for you to draw?
Who's that?
I'm not sure.
Who are you talking about?
I'm saying, who did you draw? You drew on Blackskin, right?
Blackskin is Ali.
Okay, so now he's in the car looking for Ali with you, right?
Hold on, somebody talking.
Cause I told him today, let's go and pull that white truck out of there. Put him on me, bro.
I'm trying to find it.
We ain't gonna pull that white truck out and tell the people to come get
that's corn.
That's Hellcat. That's
Hellcat. Hellcat, Mike can't even open.
Oh.
Nah, that ain't corn. I'm quiet as a mouse.
Yeah, yeah. I'm on here.
That's Hellcat.
Hellcat, you there? Oh, it was Hellcat.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
Hellcat's on somebody. Yeah, go on mute.
Okay.
Go ahead, Nick.
Okay, okay. So, on Saturday, Joel Mexican, or Joel's cousin's car, he raced Ali. So they already raced. They already got that out of the way. That's why I was asking to see if one of those two would race. Now, I don't understand your question.
Okay, you just said the car that you want because Leroy said you the bully of the week. Who you looking for? Whatever you brought up the Blackskin car and you brought up the Ali car, right? The Blackskin's car said they declined right now because they don't know the car going left to right, boot to boot, right?
Correct.
So after that, to me, the Blackskin car or Joe got in the car with you to go and look for Ali.
No,
they said Ali heard the car.
I'm talking to Nick. Civil question.
Go ahead, Nick.
Okay. So I've been wanting to race Ali since Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I don't understand what you're talking about. He got in the car with me.
Nick, you know what I'm saying? Nick playing crazy. You know exactly what I'm saying.
First of all, since you want to address Nick, I'm going to address you. I ain't been fucked that alley-oop. I didn't get in the car with him and fuck that messy shit. Like I said. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you damn sure lost that motherfucker.
Nick,
what you talking about? Fuck shit.
You missed the alley-oop. You wasn't looking.
Nah, dog. He didn't miss the alley-oop. He didn't even see that motherfucker.
Hey, man, I'm just trying to do this.
I'm still on the
okay,
bed. We
got hit with a no-look pass.
I was also told that you... So you and Crook ran in the semis, right? So a little birdie told me that after the
Crook red-lighted against Hillbilly.
Okay, and they said that he called you out afterwards.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened. They said he called you out afterwards. Did you decline?
No.
He called me out.
He didn't decline.
He called me out when my car was under the tower right next to Thomas's truck. He came up to me and said, "Hey, do you want a grudge race after this?" I said, "Yeah, let me finish."
He did that when they were running the semis, Corn. After that, he didn't come back no more after he made that hit.
Hey.
That's true. He said,
I'm sitting in the car watching everything. He said, the one in the car under the tower. He said he called him out while he was sitting his car was sitting on the tower beside somebody. That's false. His car was backed up over there by the short shoot, and Coach got on the mic and said, this guy here is looking for a grudge race, and then those crook boys ran right over there. That's what happened.
You're right.
Uh-oh.
I stand corrected.
Oh, okay.
I stand corrected. I was in front of the tower. Hold on. I said I was in front of the tower, and I told him, I said, let me make this hit. Let me make this shakedown because I haven't shaken the car down all weekend. We've been on that 490 bullshit. I said, let me shake this car down, and after that, yes, we can talk. So I shook the car down, went back to my trailer, just like I said at the beginning. I stayed there till 6:30 in the fucking morning. Nobody came to say shit to me.
So, would you be interested in that race at the jungle? Let Corn have this one right here. He said, them folks came over there and said they're racing. He said, I'm dying on top of that. I need to make a 10-10 with it, you know, if they're going to shit. He said he made his hit. and he went to the trailer, and then ain't nobody come over there asking nothing. Well, now, it seems to me if the man was calling out people for a grudge pay, and he said, and somebody came to him and said, okay, we'll race you, and he said, well, hold on, let me finish. You don't want me pinned. You know where I'm going with it, don't you? Oh, okay. Yeah.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Didn't want them problems because you would have went to go find him. That's basically
he didn't
what you're
want
saying,
man. Smoke because
hold on, man.
Hey, Brandon, first of all, you wouldn't have been telling Coach if you were looking for a grudge race if you still need to make a shakedown. That's number one. And then after you make a shakedown, you waiting for somebody to come to your trailer, you
Nick, this your old buddy you talking to, Nick. How you doing, Mr. Brother?
You the one got the man all that trouble anyway.
Now, do you? Man, yeah, I did.
I'm going to go back on mute.
Now, do you want to race? Is that race still on the table with you and Crook? That's the whole point of this conversation. Is that still an option?
With Crook?
Yeah.
I thought Claude wanted to race me.
Oh, shit. Well, let me back and let Quan talk. There you go, bro.
I'm confused like a motherfucker now.
They're supposed to straighten you out, yeah. Nick. They're supposed to straighten you out. They're supposed to straighten you out.
Nick.
He was talking about Crook.
Huh?
He about as confused as he was when you was trying to tell him when he got in the car with him.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I'm like, man, I'm in my truck. What you talking about? A car in my truck.
I'll see you one day, Nick. I'll break it down for you one day.
Hey, man. You got to get
out.
But
something
tells
me
you
don't know what the hell going on. Something tells me you know exactly what's going on.
Yes,
tells me that.
I will race Crook. Yes, I will.
There you go, Nick.
Yep.
There you go.
I will race Crook.
Y'all heard him. I said it before, and I'll say it again.
Huh?
Don't be scared, Nick. Lock that shit in. Crook goes. He goes.
Get him on the phone.
Get him on the phone.
I don't know. They know his number.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
They got to call Fudge.
Call Fudge.
You talk to Scotty. What's going to be with that? That's a fact. Shit. We don't got time for all that all night.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Shit. All right. Who was that? Not Mattress Mac. That motherfucker must sell furniture.
And that's a fact. He went from $30,000 to $300 on the race. And that's a fact.
Hey, that's some bullshit right there. Hey, Dante.
Yeah.
Where Dante?
Hey, so if that man say yeah, would y'all be willing to do it at that Rumble race?
Absolutely.
Get away Quan.
You heard
where in the hell is Quan?
Absolutely.
Quan and T Mac, hey man, I got a race coming up. Get this stuff together, man.
Mm-hmm. He gonna have to make it right though. Before y'all get him on the phone, I'm letting y'all know he gonna have to make it right.
Oh God. What you mean, Nick? What you mean, Nick?
Don't do that, Nick.
What you mean, Nick? No, hold up, stop.
Y'all right,
make it right. What you mean, Nick?
And you're going to have to give us something. That's a motherfucking big block on Kip.
Oh, well, hold it.
How fair is that?
Hold it, Kyle. Yeah, hold it, Kyle.
Well, I can't ask for nothing?
Yeah, hold it, Kyle.
My guy, Nick.
Yeah, y'all hold it, Kyle.
Come on, Nick. Don't be that guy. Don't be that
guy.
Yeah,
y'all hold that call, man.
No. Stay out the way, Nick.
No.
You doing the right thing, Nick. Just be cool. No, Nick, you right. Yeah, just be cool, Nick. You said it. Yeah, you got
it. Don't be that guy, man. Don't be that guy, Nick.
Hey,
don't be that guy.
I ain't the dummy here. I told you I'll race him. I will race him.
Yeah.
But it's got to be right. Just because
oh,
I tell you now, don't mean it's bad.
Man, I know Kareem is smiling from ear to ear this weekend. You know, I never smile.
Say it again.
We took your bully away.
Wait a minute, man. Hold up now, Leroy. That's not right, man.
Yeah, man. Y'all can't do that, Leroy.
We revoke that bully. He went to an honorable mention.
Oh, good Lord.
Leroy, you dirty. Leroy, you dirty, man.
That's a low one, man.
Come on, it ain't made Facebook yet, man. God damn, it ain't made Facebook yet. You done demoted the man. God damn, Leroy.
I was rooting for it, man. I was like, okay, Nick done came out of this slump. He back. You know what I'm saying? Man, he just done. He done went back to wealth away from heavyweight, man. See it all the way down.
How fair is that? A big block on two kids versus damn
heavyweight street car. Come on. Would y'all do it?
Well, Nick,
can I say something right quick? Hey, hold on, Joe, hold on before you say something real quick.
Let me open this mic real quick. 346-8784, your mic open. Hello. Damn, you're making me echo. 8784.
Hey, man,
Hold on. Now, Nick.
I'm getting some feedback. Hold on.
Let me turn it down, man. Let me move my mic.
Nick. Yes, sir.
No, it ain't you, Street Sweep. Somebody else.
Oh,
okay. Hold on. Hold on, Joe. Keep talking.
They might have got my mic on and they hear it.
Okay, it went away, whoever that was. All right, Joe, go.
Yeah, Nick. Now, you know, you my boy. You know I fuck with you. Now, just about an hour ago, I got to get you right here because I just heard you say, I've been quiet over here. I just heard you say a while ago, you know, you race ET. You don't really give a fuck about how motherfuckers sit. Now you come back talking about big block on two kids and street car and this, that, and other. So,
just kind of say
you can't get that. Don't talk about that, the other dumb
so
shit.
What is that? Hey, just because I can't get there, doesn't mean we can't race, right?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that at all. But what I'm saying is,
what you just said is the reason why you feel like you can't race is because of the car part.
But a while ago you were saying, you know, you sit back, watch cars, you race ETs. So now you kind of contradict yourself. I'm just saying, watch out with that. You know, just either say you don't get there or just say you need something.
Hold on, let my partner speak real quick. Street Sweep of your mic open. He was trying to say something. Go ahead, Street Sweep.
Yeah, no, go ahead, man. I'm gonna hold my thought for a minute though, but I'm listening. Appreciate it though.
All right, we'll go back on mute then. Thank you, sir. Go ahead, Nick. To your rebuttal of racing parts of racing time. I look at it like this. We all can look at people parts and look at this and say they should do this, they should do that. Like, I know it's some motherfuckers with Mustangs and shit with big-ass small blocks and weak motherfuckers, but they look like they should be faster than what they are, but they not. You know, so
right.
Look, you just got to do your homework, stay on your game, and grow some nuts and try some shit sometime and just say, fuck it. Shit don't pan out the way it's supposed to pan out all the time, but shit, motherfucker, me and Dog and the whole camp, we licking our wounds, but we'll be back. But shit, don't map out all the time. But you know what I'm saying? This shit is like Joe said earlier today, you know, small block don't race big block and this and that. But that's true. But that shit going to have to stop. There ain't enough motherfuckers around to be picking and choosing the way motherfuckers trying to do.
Yeah, because motherfuckers looking to fuck and not looking to race.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. It's just like Tom Gunner said last week. I don't know if you heard what Tom Gunner said last week. K-Dot, what that motherfucker
race.
Say last week? That motherfucker said, I don't want a good race. I want to win.
Yeah.
That is the weakest shit in the world.
You ain't lying.
And look what happened. That motherfucker went 0-4.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Trying to be greedy. Trying to get some soft shit.
Yeah. Motherfucker went 0-4 because he was trying to fuck.
Huh?
Man, just get up there and race, man. God damn. Don't raise more than you can afford and take your feelings out of racing. Don't nobody like to lose, but shit, somebody got to.
Somebody got to.
That's just
the name
of the game.
You still got to be careful, though.
Don't get it twisted. Hold on, Leroy.
Let me clarify myself. Nah, don't go out there swinging, you know, like you done lost your motherfucking mind. No. I'm saying use your correct judgment with shit. But if you're some shit that you see that you can kind of half-ass compete with, take a shot at it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying
like Tom Gordon said, I ain't trying to run a motherfucker that's a second, 2 seconds slower than me or some shit, or corner bully a motherfucker that's got a goddamn me everyday driver and I got a full-blown race car. But motherfucker kind of comparable to what you think you run, what you think he runs, shit, fuck them. But like Leroy
right.
said, if you ain't sure, reflect on your gambling, nigga. Hey, I'm only going to bet you a high 500 or maybe 1,000 because I really don't know.
Right. Exactly. That's where that's where the saying anything happening in races come from, because
exactly.
of course you ain't gonna get up there no goddamn daily driving no motherfucking pro mile and say anything happening in racing. But if you got
mm-hmm.
two cars that's almost, you know, right there together, no matter how they sit, no matter if it's a motherfucking top field drag or the goddamn pro stock, you know what I'm saying? If they almost right there together, you know what I'm saying? Anything can happen. That's where it comes from. But not to a degree where, you know what I'm saying?
Let me ask y'all a question. How do that go for grudge racing to gamble? And they be looking, other people be looking like, well, damn, he got out there with that car. Man, I don't think we need to truck with that. We can go draw on him. Wouldn't that kind of...
It goes the same way, because if everybody had that same attitude, everybody would look at, well, who you know what I'm saying? Well, he done race such and such, so I know I can't get that with him. It's just like Troy said, do your homework.
Yeah.
No matter who the fuck they racing, do your homework, because it's just like a motherfucker say, like Troy say, you know what I'm saying? You'll try something. You ain't finna just do no dumb shit, but you will try something. You know what I'm saying? So,
But also, Cyril, what he trying to say, Joe, like, oh, cause such and such race Baby Daddy or whatever. Okay.
Right.
And he got by Baby Daddy because Baby Daddy knocked it off. Okay, everybody going to say that's a bad motherfucker until nobody come knock his dick in the dirt. Now, everybody want his ass. That's what's going to happen, Cyro. You know what I'm saying? You're going to get by on a fluke or whatever you call a bad motherfucker, but your car going to get pulled eventually. And then that's when everybody else going, you know what? That motherfucker ain't that fast. Shit, fuck it, let me try. That's what's going to happen.
Right.
And you know how you even the playing field, too? You catch a motherfucker come straight off them ramp.
Yeah, true that. If you think something tough too tough for you, Cyro, that's exactly what you do.
Catch the motherfucker.
I don't necessarily agree with that because if a motherfucker knows what they're doing, they can come out the ramp and still run.
Yeah, true.
Damn good.
True that.
So
how this turned out for you, Troy?
Hey, that thing turned out lovely for me. Whoever you messed the motherfucker ass at. See, it turned out nice for me. I'm still here. I got oil pressure. So don't get it twisted, player.
I get with your ass like Nick got with goddamn porn.
I don't want no smoke, man.
Yeah.
Hey, now look, Joe. Now look, I'm gonna ask you a question. Do you think that's a good race between Nick and the Crook Boy?
I do.
Okay.
I personally never seen that event all out. Really, this was my first weekend seeing a vet, you know, going on the track, and he was running the index shit. You know what I'm saying? I have seen the front boys all out, so I can't really give an honest opinion. I mean, but I know I would say yeah, just because I know just like Nick said, he's gonna make a shakedown and he's gonna try to get there. You know what I'm saying? So I know obviously the vet ain't all out running 490s. So you know,
I know
it ain't no stupid race.
K-Dawg, you want my honest opinion?
I think you and Crook
is a good race.
We not ready to beat Crook. We scrap it.
Did both cars go down the track?
Oh, that's cold. Now you trying to downplay scrapping when we drawing your ass?
No, I'm asking a question. I didn't know y'all race. I'm just asking a simple question.
Yeah,
I didn't know y'all race.
You raced, and we didn't know if he was whatever he was, whatever Nick said. We didn't know what he had under there. He came to us as actually. Them boys like to race. They came to us. They told us after the shootout,
yeah,
they said, we want to run. And they called Scrappy by name. We want to run Scrappy
like
by name. And that was it. We raced.
And K-Dawg took all their money they won.
They like to gamble the line.
Yeah.
They'll come up and gamble the whole line, too.
Yeah, they will.
Yeah, the money they just wanted to shoot out, they put it up for the grudge race. We took out that.
Yeah, he paid them for the shootout, went in the shootout, and took it right back.
And he gave it right back to him.
Well, we didn't take it. He handed it back to him.
He literally took it right back. Hold on, let me open his mic. 832-6971.
Both cars didn't make it.
Oh.
69-71, you back over. Who we got?
So with that being said, K-Dawg, with that being said, so will Scrap and Kareem run each other?
Scrappy and Kareem?
Scrappy
and Kareem will race, but we're going to skip the driver. That's all we're going to skip. We're racing.
Huh? Wait a minute. What you say, K-Dawg?
He's saying Scrappy or Scrapper?
He said
no,
Scrappy.
He said
Scrapper. He did say Scrappy.
I meant Scrappy.
Yeah,
I meant Scrappy.
Yeah, Kareem drive, we're racing with Scrappy. But we're not looking for him. Let's get that cool. We're not looking for him.
No, I know y'all not looking for him.
No,
y'all be honest. Nick a cold man. Nick a bad motherfucker. Go on and be honest and give him his props then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm just saying.
So if the subject at hand is, I ask you, would you raise Crook? You say, yeah, I already beat Crook. So we trying to get Nick to run Crook. So if Nick say Crook too much for him, but would you run Nick?
I just told you.
No. I didn't say Kareem.
No, we need Kareem driving. Hey,
Kareem ain't driving my car.
Because
Kareem ain't driving my car.
This is what happens with us. See, we Scrappy, I ain't saying to say it. Scrappy is a small block on one kid.
Okay.
And that's all I'm going to say about that. And that's a true small block on true one kid. Not no gorilla small block or nothing else. On one gun.
So if they still Travis out the car and tell you to get in the car, then what?
I ain't got no problem with that. Me and Kareem are Dan. Me and Kareem are Boogie. But see, this is not, I'm not looking for them guys.
That ain't gonna happen.
Okay,
that's over with.
What?
And I feel the same way.
What, Kareem on drive?
No. No, that race ain't gonna happen.
I feel the same way, Nick.
But those
I
two
feel
cars,
the same way.
No.
Yeah. Thank you, Nick. I feel the same way.
I don't think nobody's looking for that race to happen. I think it was just a push.
Troy, ain't no goddamn friends in grudge racing. Ain't no friends in this shit, man.
We don't need your mess. Let me get you. We've been looking for a minute with Scrappy and that blue Mustang and that white Mustang. We've been looking for your ass with Scrappy.
Kojo.
Oh,
I ain't never heard of no Kojo. Heard of Kujo.
Hey, Brandon, you got a good point, though. You really do. All these goddamn buddy friends, motherfuckers, they don't want to run each other. I don't be understanding that my own goddamn self.
It go another one.
Yeah.
You've been in the paint 40 years. Dictate how I read.
Yeah.
You go another one. Why are you glad these guys get these oil pressures and these vibe race pressures and getting that paint and start pointing these cars at these guys every time I run?
Hey, dog, when they get oil pressure, see how many friends they make.
Exactly. Yeah, that's just really friendly. You know.
I don't give a damn.
Hey, I'm going to be honest, goddamn. Damn near everybody on this damn phone, I'll probably end up running. Fuck the friendship.
Hey, if I play lotto tonight, I'll probably win it. You see what I did there?
Yeah.
They said,
is any of these other cars that's on here talking all this yin yang, is they coming over to the Rumble in the Jungle? Damn, they was on here promoting their race and got off and texting you to promote their race. They too big for the show.
I
they
say,
can't
I
even
say
figure it on their booth.
You know me, I'm a nosy motherfucker. I don't bullshit.
Big
I'm
time.
A show
Big
fine.
Time. Big time.
Some shit. I don't need you to show time.
Okay.
You see how quiet it got all of a sudden when I started looking? God damn, now y'all keep on talking. I'm gonna hang some motherfuckers up. Shit. I'm only here on part time.
I want to argue with Alicat. Where
he at? Yeah, Alicat on here.
Hollering about he not making no friends and this and that and the other. How we know?
Hey. And not only that, though, this is Houston and Dallas on here right now. Don't we trying to size up the city against the city over here. We coming at y'all.
Yeah.
We ain't
you know I know what Leroy was doing. You know I know what he was doing.
Yeah, I know what they were doing. You know what I'm saying? That's why I say wasn't nobody really looking for that race to happen. Hey,
and it's not going to happen. Shit, we knew that. Nick and I, we've had this discussion several times. We ain't got no problem with none of that.
Yeah. And then here come B. Hey, is Lil Blue go race? B, you go too. You just hold
on. Uh-oh.
B? Oh, shit.
Yeah. I see what this is, B. I see what you got going on. Yeah.
Did Danny can't leave the building, Charles?
I don't know. He was on somebody's phone.
Oh, he slid in.
Okay.
Yeah, what's up?
I'm
here.
B and Alicat mysteriously back.
Same time.
I'm back, man.
I ain't hear what King said a while ago.
King
how
said.
How many people on this damn phone going over there because it's rumbling the door?
We'll be there.
You say how
I'll
many
be
there.
Can we get a roll call? Let's do it like that. Can we get a roll call? Roll call. Again, King, why are you on here and them men were just on here? Both of them was on here. They couldn't ask about their own race. You got to do they work for them? I'm just asking.
I even told the man he had a race coming up. He didn't talk about it.
And he didn't speak on it. But now you got your ass just through via text message. Let me be quiet.
Let me tell you something, man. I ain't trying to hear that bullshit.
I know.
I
see.
Real shit.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Let's go.
But
let's go. Leroy, I might need some backup, Leroy. Stand by.
I might need some backup.
Go ahead, Ken.
I got a text message. No, it was not B&B, but y'all act like, what am I going to be having my phone number? Y'all act like that I really ain't really in the drug game, like, for real. You know what I'm saying? So,
we act like what? You know what in the drug game?
Like I ain't in the drug game for real.
You are. Big time. You are.
You in the girls game part time. Cut it out. What you want? What you want? What's your question?
No. I just told you what the fuck the deal was, man.
But you said something about the little blue truck and my Camaro.
I want to know what you finished asking for. That's what they asked. They just sent a message. You know our fans make posts on Facebook. They are on Rick texting me.
But if the fan would have been listening to the show. That was already discussed early in the show. That was already signed, sealed, and delivered early in the show.
Okay.
Is the question, Troy and D&D going to lock in? Is that the question?
Let me read verbatim.
He said verbatim.
Yeah. Is any of those cars talking that Zoom game going to the Rumble in the Jungle? And will Troy run Lil Blue at Rumble in the Jungle? I said, I don't know.
Mm.
Hold on 1 second.
Mm.
Who will run Dog?
Lil
Blue.
Troy,
Troy, no, is that a reasonable offer?
Well, I'm going to tell you guys, we literally just... Yeah, go ahead, Troy.
Yeah. No, dog literally just talked to him, but go ahead, dog.
I'm going to tell y'all the rewind time. Go back and rewind the time and listen to the show. They said what they said. We said what we said, and then they said they would let us know, and we said, okay, we need to get some testing. They said they got to get our pressure, and we need to get some testing in. That's exactly what happened. Huh? What happened?
So if
You got
go ahead.
Okay, that's Quan in there. Now, Quan, why are you not in here promoting your race, sir?
I'm talking to you. If them people got oil pressure by their race, and y'all already got oil pressure,
we
got
to get
If they got oil pressure and we test it in,
yeah, that race will happen.
They can get it, yes.
They can get it, yeah. Ain't no secret.
At their race.
Yes, sir, at their race. Ain't no secret about that. We're going to be there one way or another. For real, we're going to be there one way or another. Now, let me ask you a question, Mr. Leroy. When is that blue or that white Mustang coming back, or they're not never coming back?
You want me to tell you? I'll tell you about it on the back line.
No, hell no. We answered our question on the front line.
I don't put my business out there, Kato, but I'll talk to you on the back line.
But you want to get in everybody else's business. Come on, man. That ain't right.
That ain't right.
You want to get in it? Look here, man. I saw a post today. Let me give you a scenario. I saw a post today, right? A week or so ago, somebody else got in somebody else's business, right? They posting posts and what they want to see this and that other. Okay, today, their business got put in the road, and they didn't even comment, share, like, or nothing. But last week, they was eager to put somebody else's business in the road. So, you see what I'm saying? If you're not willing to put your business in the road, don't ask anybody else's business.
I don't fuck with him. So, shit. If that's dead.
Oh, okay. Well, I respect that. You ain't say no more. I didn't know. I don't know what's going on. Okay,
man, hold on. Let me get on, dog. Dog, this is 2022. Why you ain't use no goddamn name?
Because I refuse to stoop to that level. I refuse to do that.
Oh, okay.
I always take the high road. I refuse to do that. But I just made it exact.
Well, fuck, did you want me to do it?
No, I don't need to do nothing. I'm good. Let it go. What's that?
I ain't what it is. Goddamn me, Trey Jones and them.
You know how
they was speaking up on Miss Graham, talking about they want to see this race and see that race. When they posted goddamn me, when Quan posted goddamn me, Side Piece 2.0, they ass didn't get up there and say nothing. They didn't like the car. Comment. They didn't blow no kiss on the comment. They still ain't seen the comment. He ain't shot where a tag their ass in it.
Say it ain't so. Chadwell. They say Chadwell. Where you at?
See what I'm saying? See, Leroy, you messes the dead zone,
happened?
Sir. You miss it, it's the dead zone. All this shit be started behind you, Leroy.
I ain't messing, man. I just want to see good racing, brother.
So, I'm going to
pull the worst out of
motherfucker
ass.
Yeah.
That's right. So,
King,
you got any more texts over there, King?
No, I ain't got no more texts. Let me make sure.
Why he needs more texts, dog, when they on the phone with him?
Yeah.
Oh.
They on the line with him. King, ask this. King,
well,
that.
couldn't it be Quan saying that because Quan already knew the answer to that. Quan didn't text him up.
Well, you heard Quan say who was that speaking on Lil Blue?
Yeah, I heard it.
They got on the mag line on that.
Now listen to it. I ain't gonna lie.
What's going on?
I don't give a damn about no goddamn policy. I ain't got to tell him shit.
Damn. Well, look, hey, where did come from, King? Soon as Quan finished with that whopper, he'll have to handle that shit you talking about, King.
Hey, Troy, your color still running?
Yes, sir.
Yep.
What's going on?
Well, I want to
say
the
wrong
the
name.
Up,
you say the wrong name, your ass will be locked in tonight. You say the wrong name.
I
don't care.
I ain't gonna be locked in. I'm just asking the question.
Don't talk to me.
It's been an ongoing thing for the last couple of years with you and Mr. Blackjack.
We want to know
what's the hold up.
DP ready.
Who's scared of who?
DP ready, head up. Ain't no more talk. Rumble in the jungle. DP ready, head up. No more talk. Rumble in the jungle. DP ready.
Oh.
Now fix that up.
Uh-oh.
Hello.
Uh-oh.
Hold on. You made some hands go up. Hold on.
Yeah. We ain't asking nothing.
737-4571.
Now, Larry, what you bringing up 5P 2.0 for in their article?
You say
what you bringing that car for? What they got to do with anything they talking about?
Hey, you bringing up our car? We wondering why you ain't get on that post and cover them goddamn bets.
Joel, did I cover your bet? Hold on, you all on. You in the middle of a lockdown, guys.
I don't know the man number. You have to call Rosé. Well, I don't even know what's up for the car.
I got Rosé's number. I call him.
I don't know who's calling for the car, so I can't do that.
Okay, we
ain't got nothing.
But I just feel like that'd be a good record.
Y'all ain't
got
to call.
Oh, I thought you got a check message. I thought you
got
a check message. Y'all ain't got to call Rosé. We decline.
Okay, well, that's good.
Okay.
We carry on. Okay, we're good.
Right on.
Now, y'all go ahead and finish that if y'all got something going.
Hold on. Don't jump on me like that. I just asked a question. Damn.
469-0861. Hey, can I ask Brandon a question?
Brandon, go ahead.
No, you can ask Leroy. You probably... Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Leroy, did you say Flint, who you say Trevor Tarkar and who?
Blue?
I thought you said. Oh, Slim Thug?
Blackjack?
Yeah.
Blackjack?
Yeah.
Blackjack before they go. Fuck it, man. I tried Blackjack.
We locked. Well,
they
already locked.
They declined. They declined.
We locked. Oh.
They
declined the race.
Scared of Blackjack. Man, you better get Blackjack to lock in. We ready. We DP ready.
Blackjack on the phone, man.
Hey, that's dead. That man already declined.
Man, Quan declined. Blackjack
said
shit.
Who wants some of Big Slim, man? Uh-oh. Who wants some of Big Slim?
Uh-oh.
Who wants some of Big Slim, man?
Hey, man, don't everybody speak it
motherfucking once. Who wants some of Big Slim, man?
5 on 25 or 105.
Uh-oh.
You called it.
You said what?
5 on 25 or 105. You called it. Gutty Cutty Juice Blackjack. Rumble in the jungle. Head up.
Yeah, small block to small block. One kick.
Small block to small. Yes, sir. Small block to peak. Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, shit, locked. 5 on 25. Rumble in the Jungle Saturday, and it lanes at 10 o'clock, foot break. Now, let's get with it.
We decline.
Hold on a minute, man.
Who
foot break.
Is that a is that a new dance?
Hey,
hey,
is
that some new shit for me?
I'm
gonna
hey, you say that shit, hey, hey, if you say that shit again, I'm gonna hang up, man.
Keep trying. Bye. Foot break race. I tell you what, we'll foot break if you put 6 6x9s, an amp, the back seat front seat, the original dashboard, and a hood on that motherfucker. Then we'll run you like that. We'll foot break.
Kind of
shit, foot break.
This motherfucker say foot break.
We decline. We talk even bother you, Mr. Blackjack. Leroy, there you go.
Leroy, that's your
ass. Hey, shit again.
Yeah, hey, did. Man. Hey, man. I just asked a question, brother. They declined.
Man, they new cars don't even tell you something. These new cars don't even power brake no more. You got to take the, and what you call them off. This shit here, the traction control off. You know what that,
oh, yeah.
Know
what
that do.
Man, bro, that trans brake do, bro, the trans brake do not make you no faster, bro.
No, trust we ain't telling you not to put one on there. God. Put one on there. We not stopping you. Put one on there.
I got one. We're going to use foot brake to foot brake.
No, we're going to use that.
Hey, man, I bet $1,000 you don't go no faster using your trans brake or foot brake.
Well, we can bet that. We
thousand.
Can bet that. We can
take,
bet
take
that.
The same
put that
$1,000, get it to the DP man, and run for $5,000. We're going to use ours if you don't use yours. That's how you prove it to us.
Man, y'all cheat, man. Y'all got some electronics in that motherfucker, man. Y'all going to let me hit? Fuck it, I'll do it. One on 5,000.
Nah,
let me
we
hit,
decline.
Man.
We decline.
Trevor Troy shit bad, man. That
we
motherfucker
decline.
Rolling. Don't want to let
you
me hit. I'm going to knock the hood. I'm going to knock the hood
man.
Off his shit. He's
going to
look like
the
mine.
Week, man. You the cub. You the cub of the week. We decline.
You the cub.
You the
cub.
We decline.
We
decline. The cub.
I'll take the back tie from Trevor Troy. I'll still
we
hit
decline,
from him.
Sir. We run your head up. You don't want to
hey, man, I need. Say, B, don't I need the. I need the back tie, bro. Let me get
we
the
decline.
Back tie.
We decline. You want head up, let us know.
Oh, man, bro. I can't get the head up. I'll take the back tie.
Dude, I already got to put a small block back in the car just to race you.
You said what?
Sorry, see what I did? We already got to put a small block back in the car just to race you. Goddamn, you want to break us all the way down? You want to take our big motor out and our trans brake away from us? God damn.
You all right.
You already got to... Damn, Troy. We declined no milk. We good, man.
That's fucked up, man.
Yeah, we're going to leave the big block in and go on about our business, man. Catch whatever we can catch.
Fuck. I bet y'all ain't got no big block in that motherfucker.
Well, you won't know now. You on racing. You on racing.
Small block.
Man,
I don't know. Man, y'all need to give me the back tie, man.
We
I'll try y'all,
done, man.
Fuck it. I'll tell you what. Nah. I'll the money for it.
We don't want to race, man. We don't want to race.
All right. That's cool.
All right. Be good. Now, if you get some head up, tell Corn to call.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to move right on down the line. I'm
there you
move
go.
Right man. On down the line. Yeah, you move right on down the line. That man spoke his piece. Can't get there. Y'all can't come to no negotiation. Move right on that line.
There you go.
That was a 52 conversation. That's
it. Hello.
So y'all remember that dude that kept getting on the chest? With that great Camaro, Richard Jackson, popping little man.
Little man, yeah.
Well, little man was beating
hold
on his chair.
Oh, look at all that. Yeah.
He was on the show earlier.
I think he was on the show earlier, little man.
He was beating on his chair, then Allen them called his bluff. Why he bagged up?
See, there you go with that Houston Dallas shit. We don't know you should ask the man.
Oh no. I'm just it's messy Monday, man. I just wanna be messy.
Why you don't be messy on that Dallas on Dallas crime?
Care.
They had scrap
lane. I be on their ass like
I ain't hear you say nothing about their race. They gonna do that again?
They slapped the shit out of old Rick.
Are they gonna do that race again?
They gonna get back up there? Yeah, but it's round three. They say they're gonna get up there for round three.
Oh, they rumbling in the jungle?
Well, I don't know if it's rumbling in the jungle. Because I know for rumbling in the jungle, old Red, they running that orange truck. That orange truck running.
Oh, the Vincent boy. Oh.
Yeah, they running the Vincent boy. The Vincent boy running whole daddy and old Red.
Well, you giving them up something or you running head up?
They running all they are running head to fuck up.
God damn. No, I
Trey.
Trey from Austin, man. Your phone, you need to put your phone on mute. You got all that noise.
Well, him and I can go ahead and get switched up.
I'll put them both on the phone.
Background noise.
Damn, every time I...
Yeah, I'm right here.
I said ask him. Leroy.
Yeah, my bad, K-Dot. So what you talking about that, K-Dot?
About what, baby? What
that
about
man
what?
Running them head up. That, them people in the half for nothing.
They gangsters.
Fuck it, they try that man.
Yeah, they gangsters. I mean, my head go off to them.
Yeah.
I got to get up there with them, too, once I start having flames under my car. But right now, I ain't ready. I ain't going to lie. So we get these flames get up under there without blowing up nothing, we're going to try to see what we can do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
We're
Is Aspen still on here?
Who?
Aspen, Dave.
Not Joel on here.
Joel on
here. Joel on here.
Oh, Joel.
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 His brother.
Black. Joel.
They need to get their lick back, man. They got me fucked up. They need to get their lick back.
Nah,
what else?
God dang.
Saturday night. They need to get their lick back.
They say the car going left to right.
Yeah, I know. They need to fix this.
They had them, motherfucker.
Man.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Leroy, I guess you're done being messy, right?
Well, I'm sitting over. My brain's sitting over here working, man. My brain's sitting over here working.
You're so busy going to Dallas. You should get that Dallas on Dallas crime, man. You know, y'all race every weekend over there.
Boy, and I be on they motherfucking ass, too.
Mm-hmm.
I be on they ass.
I heard you get on none of them ass tonight. Just taking notes.
Who ass you want me to get on?
It ain't my choice. It's
I make
choice,
a my choice?
You try to get me
it
a
ain't
nickel,
nobody,
boy,
it ain't nobody on
shit.
The phone. Hey, man, I was just fucking with Nick, honestly. That was some shit that we had going on from a couple of days ago, man.
Bro, Black Dog on Big.
What about
who,
King Big? Going back on me.
What about who?
What about who?
King Big and Crump.
Who he say?
King Big and Crump?
Yeah.
Think
King I don't think King Big got no
pressure.
Oil pressure.
Think he waiting on race pressure.
I'm going to get some more aggressive, boy. I ain't got no problem going. Nothing, boy. I promise y'all.
Well,
I appreciate everybody checking in. Huh? What'd you say?
I can't hear your voice, man. Glad you came through tonight.
Man, I appreciate that, Sorrow, man. It's good to be back for a little bit. I thank everybody for coming in, hanging out, and shit. Get the shit going. And Leroy, if that lock-in happened, let Mr. Rogers know so he can
you know, make a point of everything and
hey man, I won't be the first to know. I'm sure they'll make that phone call to y'all if they want to race.
Yes, well, I'm going to make it to you and let you know what happened, but I can't see it. I can't see it.
Okay,
well,
I
man,
really
what,
appreciate that.
Well, thank you, everybody, man. We'll check you out next week, though.
All
right, peace.
Love and happiness.
We can help make it back.